now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. And
hi.
Welcome.
It's funny how you can forget what day it is. Sometimes you lose a day in the middle of a week. Fellow will show up in the office and you'll say, hey, was it today I was supposed to see you? And yes, it was. How many dental appointments have you missed, Hans?
I miss as many as I can.
I know, but on purpose. Have you forgotten?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a few. One thing we haven't forgotten today, though, is to introduce our new act that's going to be a permanent part of the Bob and Ray Show, the Bob and Ray Girls, which will be a dance. Well, it's a bevy of beauties who are going to kind of be a dance line on the show. And in charge of them, we have placed Mr. Webley L. Webster of Canton, Massachusetts. And I think you're quite pleased with the honor, Webb.
Well, I'm more than delighted to accept this honor.
Well, that's your new theme we picked out. You didn't like the first two?
Well, the first one made me sound like I was a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah.
The second one made me sound like I was a lush.
Like you went a-reeling. Well,
and this
what's
one
the matter with
this
one?
I don't know. You make me, I don't know, kind of like a sissy.
I think as dance director, as head of the Bob and Ray Girls, that's a pretty good theme for you, Webb.
Well, how would you like to come on the air with a theme like that?
Well, I'm a newscaster. I wouldn't want to come on like that. I'd want a march theme or something.
Well, $3 as you like to be treated.
What?
$3 the way you like to be treated. If you wouldn't like to go on the air with a permanent tone,
well,
why should I?
Then we'll have to search for something else, I guess.
What did he say, then?
He wanted us to treat him like he would expect to treat us.
Yeah, really. He's getting worse and worse.
Mm.
And what's the girl, though? How many girls?
There are 8.
They can play any song, even, don't you?
Even line, and
we'll expect
to have some results tomorrow.
Gee, that's wonderful.
So if you can rehearse them this afternoon.
Well, it's going to take a lot of practice with this line. First of all, you're going to have, I think, a couple of problems that I think you should know about right now.
They're awkward.
Ladies are all over 60 years old. And they've gotten together and they came to us with the idea that if they could exercise through dancing, it would help them.
See, and that way we get a dance line free. And we think it'll add to the show.
Over 30.
What? Over 60, yes. What's the matter? Your face is
falling. Well, not a thing is a matter. But it isn't what I had in mind when you said a bevy of girls.
That's a pretty good assignment you gave Webb.
Boy.
Well, don't laugh at him. Let's see what he'll do with it. I think maybe we
can. I accept it.
It's a challenge. We know that, but you're good at taking up challenges.
I'll accept this, and I'm sure that I'll have a line of ladies that you'll be proud of.
All right, then. Tomorrow we can expect the first performance of Monterey Girls, okay?
See you, Webb. So long.
Ah, cut out the music. Run around.
Poor fella.
We go up to Mount Washington now, don't we?
Yes, Clifford Fleming is standing by at the Bob and Ray weather station that we've set up there for low these many years. Joe Alonzo is contacting them now, which would indicate that they're all set to go. So come in, please, from Mount Washington in New Hampshire, Clifford Fleming. Wait a minute. Kick the relay, will you? Good.
Hello, Dave.
Hi. Hi there.
Clifford Fleming here at the Bob and Ray weather station. And there's a little trouble.
Yes.
There's wind, as you can hear, and we've had sizable amounts of snow.
There's always wind up there, even in August, I guess, Clay.
The real problem is, Dave, you know we have a weather radar system here.
No, I didn't know that.
The Bob and Ray radar station.
Oh, was that what that big bill was that we paid week Tuesday?
That's right,
yeah.
Dave.
Yes, I remember.
Anyway, we were getting interference, and I went out the other day, and I cut the cable. Unfortunately, it was the one that goes to the TV station here.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think you're getting my, any programs from here on picture now.
Well,
through your Bob and Ray station.
We were never getting any picture of you, Clifford.
Is that right, Dave?
No, but I think there
all
is
all these years, I figured I was on camera for these broadcasts.
No, but I'll tell you, there is a commercial television station transmitting tower.
Maybe that's it, Dave.
Oh, well, then I think we'll cut this interview short. I'm sure the state troopers are on their way there now to see you.
Yes, I see someone down at the foot of the mountain starting up.
Wonderful. I wonder if you could quickly summarize the weather and get off the air and blow the joint. Typical for this season of the year.
Typical for this season, although, of course...
How's the old lady, the War Department?
She's fine, coming back next week.
Oh, she's been away.
Had a vacation in Big Town, Dave.
Where'd she go?
She went down to Manchester.
Down to Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's about it, I guess.
Okay, then, and I'll be looking for your call.
Hang on. Got it. I don't know what call he's looking for.
Well, he was on TV all this time.
Mitch Miller probably will call him. Hey, that'd be a good interview for Mitch.
Cliff Fleming, yeah.
Yeah, but now let's see, we have something to say about that program. Now, let's see, it's now seems as good a time, yes, as any, for us to run down the guest roster of Mitch Miller Show this Sunday night. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Mitch's guest list isn't really firmed up yet, I don't think.
Well, we can at least let the folks know the tentative, shall we?
Yeah, well, that sounds reasonable enough. Tentatively booked for the show, there's Little Pip McFeeters, child star of the hit Broadway drama Hamlet.
Oh, yeah. Lola and Pops Farnsworth, fresh from their triumphal engagement in Las Vegas's fabulous Thunder Bunny Cafeteria.
That's a new act, isn't it?
I think so. According to the Variety review I read, it's a flash novelty turn that has something to do with playing teaspoons like castanets.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of nice.
And you'll also meet that singing group that's shooting straight up the record charts these days with their hit disc click, Coppin' a Plea, the four monophonics.
Plus, that's too tentative to mention.
Find out who's going to be on the Mitch Miller Show. Hear the Mitch Miller Show Sunday night on radio.
Yeah, we'll do that up brown, that's for sure. Now then.
From the Bob and Ray World Communications Center here in New York, we call in our correspondents spread around the world for various reports from the world capitals on problems of our nation, on problems facing our nation, and on big stories in the news. First of all, to London, England, and Bob and Ray correspondent Phil Fish with the report on how the American presidential elections are shaping up. In that country.
And this is Phil Fish in London. As the United States turns now to the job of selecting a new executive, the year 1960 will pose many... That does it. Now back to America.
South of Phil Fish in London, Brad Balloon is standing by at Bob and Ray's Paris studio for a report on the French reaction to the news. Come in, Brad Balloon.
This is Brad Balloon in Paris, talking to the average Frenchman in the street. That does it. Now back to America.
Emery Tisdale is stationed down under in Australia, which is enjoying summer right now. And for the reaction there to our coming presidential election, we call in Emery Tisdale in Brisbane.
This is Frank Emery Tisdale in Brisbane. The Australians always show great interest in any American election. 1960 certainly will prove to be one of super interest in that the American people will elect a new president in the 1960. The average man in Australia seems to be vitally concerned not only with the way the Americans will vote and whom they will elect a president, but also...
That does it, Emery. Emery Tisdale from Brisbane, Brad Balloon from Paris, and Phil Fish in London reporting to the Bob and Ray World Communications Center in New York.
Wally, that copies of tonight's World News Report would be available for those of you who probably have forgotten some of the things that were said there. Just simply write a request to us, and if we feel like it, we'll send it out to you. Chances are we won't.
If you're on the Bob and Ray mailing list already, don't bother, because you might just get one.
Don't you worry a bit about it. No, sirree.
Mary, what is all this paraphernalia you brought in? this evening?
Well, it's a new game that I've been working on.
Well, you've got a cowbell there and
it's called Scrabopoly. It's a happy combination of, well, two games.
Scrabble and Monopoly, yeah.
I thought you could get that. Well, not only that, but there's some other little games in there, too.
Well, how do you play it? Is it something for two, or is it a
solitary you can play it by yourself, or you can play with two, three, four, all the way up to five. After five, it gets too cumbersome in my apartment.
Kind of sticky after that, huh?
Well, I only have the five chairs, and if six play, one will have to sit on the table or stand.
Well, you want to be comfortable.
But if you have a large home or a big dining room table with, say, 12 chairs, you could have 12 people.
Yeah.
But I was only speaking for the circumstances in which I find myself when I want to play Scrabble at my home. I know I'm sounding like I'm some sort of an idiot, but I don't mean to be.
No, well,
but I do know that so many people don't. When you say can play, 12 can play. I don't think I have ever in my life played a game.
All right, okay.
I mean, a game in the house.
Yeah.
I think with the
Do you want to tell us how we play this?
Huh? Yes. Well, first of all, this is a small whistle.
Yeah.
And this is a rattle here.
Yeah.
And this is a deck of marked cards there.
Oh, yeah.
These here are... Well, those shouldn't be there.
Look like cookies. Is
they
that something...
Would you like one?
Yeah.
No, you don't use the cookies. But anyway, you see, you have the rattle and the dice. Now, the dice... one die should be loaded. So that always have a seven on one of the dice.
Well, is this a cheating game or something?
You can cheat.
You can?
Oh, yes, you can cheat if you so desire, if that's the way you want to play. But ordinarily, you don't cheat. You don't play this for money anyway.
Okay. Well, do we have time to do it now?
Well, how much time do you have?
You've got about a minute, I think.
Talking on. Well, you take the dice, one of them being loaded.
Right. Which one is loaded, you know?
This one.
Mm-hmm. Can I have that one?
Well, you can have it after I show you how to play the game. Now, you roll them out on the table like this.
Mm-hmm.
It broke, didn't it, that?
Split right in two there.
The cheapest pair of dice I have ever seen in my life. Terribly cheap.
I don't think...
Well, the idea would be this. Supposing that this set was seven, as it should be if it's loaded.
Yeah.
Let's say this was four. That would be 11.
11.
You'd take your whistle, you'd blow it.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right.
Then you'd take the rattle and move it two pegs and move that. Like that. And
then yell Scrabopoly or something like that. Huh?
If you wanted to, I wouldn't.
Well,
oh, I don't know. I
have
to
spend more time
on you, Mary, but that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, bar none.
We'll have a word from the management in just 10 seconds.
More than welcome to use your own facilities here. Bill Lamoro, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your...